Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 3 of 6 between the visiting Inland Empire 66ers and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 1430 and 790, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels and the Colorado Rockies. As we said, game 3 of this series, and the Grizzlies have won the first 2 of this series, 6 overall, 9 of their last 10. Fresno has been on fire in this series. They come with a record of 32-27, second place in the California League Northern Division standings, 6 games back of the San Jose Giants. The Giants, though, a win tonight and a loss by Fresno, possibly. The Giants could clinch a playoff spot with the first half championship in the California League Northern Division. While Inland Empire, who dropped the first 2 of this series, still a fantastic June for them. They're at 500, 28-28, 4.5 games back. They are third place in the California League Southern Division standings behind the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Only a game back of the Lake Elsinore Storm in the South Division standing. So two teams who have a fighting chance here in the first half. So tonight is a big matchup indeed. Last night, though, the Grizzlies winning 5-3. They had a 5-run sixth inning, an outburst inning for them that was led off by a solo shot from Robbie Martin on the first pitch with a new reliever. Brian Bennecourt, a 2 RBI ground rule double. RBI singles from Jesus Bugarin and Jesus Ordonez. And then, of course, the pitching, Albert Pacheco, 6 innings of work. And then the bullpen, 3 scoreless innings. Fresno holds on to win 5-3. Their second straight win in this series. 6 straight wins overall. 9 of their last 10. And they look to win again as they go to the left-hander, Michael Persecki, who comes in with a record of 4-3, a 4.30 ERA. Persecki makes his 10th start, the product out of Louisville. While on the other side, Inland Empire looking to get back on the right track, they'll give the ball to their ace right-hander, Jorge Marcheco. Marcheco, a 5-3 record, a 2.72 ERA. Marcheco all over the California League pitching leaderboard. He currently sits in second place in ERA. He was fighting for ERA spot with Blake Adams, the Grizzlies right-hander, who is now in high A. So a great pitching matchup between Persecki and Marcheco. Again, Persecki, 6 scoreless innings in his last outing. So great matchup. We have a great promotion tonight. Tioga Thursday, 2 19.2-ounce beers for just $10. As Sir Chansey Park gets ready, watch your Grizzlies battle the 66ers. Prior to tonight's game, though, I sat down with a very special guest. It is the special assistant to the GM's former Rockies manager, former Pittsburgh Pirates manager, a former first-round pick by the Kansas City Royals. It is Clint Hurdle who joins me on the pregame show tonight. And Clint and I talked a little bit of everything. We talked about this 2023 Grizzlies team. We talked about this beautiful ballpark. We talked about the players that were here that have continued to rise through the system. And of course, we talked about that legendary ejection that he had. And he will talk all about his favorite ejection in his managerial career. Our pregame guest is Clint Hurdle. And we come back right after this. We'll have that interview with Clint. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 and 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Well, welcome Clint Hurdle to Fresno, California and Chuck Chansey Park. I'm glad you could, you know, join us for this week as well. What are your first thoughts about Chuck Chansey Park?
this is no joke. This is some kind of A-ball facility. Love the grounds crew. Met them yesterday. The field's in very nice condition. Dave has been here a long time.
Yes,
He's seen a lot of baseball,
yes,
a lot of good ball players. I love the old school scoreboard. We got the new school scoreboard. We got lights out when we hit homers. A lot of interactive work done with the fans. You know, your little entertainment group that runs around the ballpark has a lot of fun. So I just think it's a fantastic place to come watch some young ball players play.
Well, you know, you've had a great, great career. But, you know, I feel like your job right now is amazing, being the special assistant to the GM. What does that really do for you every single day? And, you know, why have you finally made it to Fresno?
Well, first of all, it wasn't anything that was planned. I mean, my last job I was fired from. I got fired three times. Every time I got a better job.
Right.
So when I went home the last time, I thought, I'm going to take some time off. I needed to just get home. I needed to spend time with my wife, Carla, and my two kids. They were both in high school at the time, Maddie and Christian. And for 2 years I did, and I watched, you know, I've had people reach out, hey, what'd you think about, hey, and I just wasn't really ready to get back in the uniform.
Yeah.
And then Billy got the job as the GM, not the interim anymore, and he called me up and he said, you know, this is going to be my full-time title. I'd like to make some changes and I'd like to try and create some new direction within the organization. I've got a player development guy, Chris Forbes, and his guy, Jesse Stender, I think is doing some good things. Would you consider coming back and joining us? And I go, well, what were your thoughts of having me do?
Right.
And his thoughts aligned with mine. I have no desire to put back on the uniform. I don't need to work with a big league club. I've been blessed to do that.
Right.
Over 30 years in the big leagues.
Right.
I'm all about helping our young kids figure it out, our young coaches figure it out, our young managers figure it out, so we can become a much more, just a better performing organization. You know,
right.
We had a big year last year in the minor leagues.
Yes,
we had the second most wins in baseball.
Yes, we did.
We're finding some footing here. This is a good young group here. We got another good young group in Spokane. We're still trying to figure things out in AAA and AA this year. But we're moving forward. We're getting better. I love the quality of the men we're drafting, the skill sets to play baseball. But I get to come out and kind of just open the umbrella and look around. I talk to the trainer. I talk to our analytical guy, Rojo. I talk with our strength and conditioning coach. I usually will grab a player or two and take them to lunch
while
I'm here to get to know them a little bit better.
I
spent
that.
Yesterday with Steve. So it's building those relationships, letting them know we care about them. We can make them better. And, you know, we can coach them up in a lot of areas when they're willing to be coached up.
Yeah.
But we care about them and we want to earn their trust.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're trying to establish.
Well, let's talk about the team that we have right now. You are very heavy on drafting college pitchers, as we saw from this past draft. A lot of good hitters as well, too. Talk about this 2023 Fresno Grizzlies team.
Well, one of the reasons I waited until I came around later, I love to let the young guys play for a while to get their footing.
Absolutely.
You know, you can AAA, AA, they've been around a little bit. You go in there in the month of April. Basically, we like to give everybody some breathing room early.
Absolutely.
We're together all spring. So when it's season break, give them 2 or 3 weeks on their own just to get some club cohesion, you know, to get their work days together, play some games, and then come in and put eyes on them and spend time with them. So I wanted to wait. Spokane was late last month, and now it's early here. You know, have Steve move it back into being a manager. We got Galvez, who we love working with, the infielders, coaching third. Brewer's been around. He knows a lot.
Yeah.
And Trevor came up from our GCL program to be our hitting coach. That being said, you know, you saw a kid last night with a touch and field of pitch in Franzen. You saw Palmeiro come in that's got a live fastball finished in the zone, a tough breaking pitch. And then a kid that I've seen pitch a little bit already, Ramirez, he's the only kid I've ever seen that looks like Brian Fuentes. I don't know if you can remember.
Yes, Brian Fuentes, one of my favorite all-time players.
Low, short slot.
Yeah.
Firm fastball, some tricky breaking stuff, and a devastating changeup. It's been fun to watch those three last night. You know, we'll watch Connor Stain on Saturday. I'm going to miss Cox. I'm going to get to see the other guys pitch as they come through here, Prosecki and some of the other ones. I appreciate the efforts we're getting from our position players.
Yeah.
You know, Skylar Messenger last night had a big night from him.
Absolutely.
He's a college kid from a good program. And then we got Parker from Texas Tech, played first base yesterday, our shortstop.
Yeah.
He was hurt almost his entire first year, Brian Ritter. So to see him out on the field mixing it up, there's some barrel to the bat.
Right.
EJ brings effort and energy. He's never not fun to be around.
Absolutely.
Boogie's got a chance to be a good young player, good young hitter in the outfield.
Yes, sir.
And Robbie Martin had a hard year last year.
Yeah.
And he has developed and really improved. And he's showing some ability to go out and do some things offensively and defensively. And that's, you know, there's guys on the bench that can play. But I like the makeup of the club. I like the way Steve's leading them. The pitching staff. If our pitchers can keep us in position to win a game, I think our bullpen's going to hold up and do good things at the end. We like Zagnos and Skipper at the back end of things, doing
things.
It's been a fun team to watch, and now to see them personally, you won't see a better game than we saw last night.
No, quick, efficient, and we like a win as well, too.
We pitched it, we hit it, we fielded it, and we did it in 2 hours and 5 minutes.
I can't say anything wrong with that right there. Let's also talk about some guys who have come through Fresno who have continued to develop over the years. Zach Veen, Benny Montgomery, Yankiel Fernandez, Adiel Amador, Hunter Goodman, Braxton Fulford, the list goes on and on. What can you say about the development so far of these guys?
They're going to have the ability and opportunity to play at the major league level.
I love that.
I mean, Zach and Benny, they're 5-tool outfielders. Yeah. You know, their tools need some refining. Benny's got some traction now. His play and his bat has improved in Spokane. It's a hard year for Zach right now. Yeah. It's not as easy sometimes as everybody thinks it is. You know, he had a good AFL, good spring. Hey, he should be in the big leagues. He's barely over 200 in Double A.
Right.
So there's learning lessons for them. There's growth they need to have. There's a lot to like about Amador. He missed a lot of spring training with a hamstring pull. He gets back in the lineup like he hadn't missed a beat.
Right.
He's a good defender. He's probably as good a hitter left-handed as he is right-handed.
Wow.
And Fernandez has looked like he invented the game for many weeks.
No kidding.
In Spokane. I mean, that barrel is showing up. He's playing a big outfield. He's been fun. The kid from Tennessee, Jordan Beck.
Yeah, Jordan
has
Beck.
Has been fun to watch. It's a good club. Coco, you know, Kokoska is a power five player that backed up last year.
Yeah.
Didn't get a lot of bats. And now
he's
playing first.
Yeah.
He's homering. And
you can't ask
Fulford
anymore.
Fulford was there, moved up to Hartford.
Yes, sir.
We've got good young players coming. We've got good young pitchers coming. So the future's bright for the Rockies.
Ezekiel Tovar, now the shortstop, too. And, you know, when you were a manager back with the Rockies, do you now see with this development happening and these young stars coming through that maybe there's a chance now where you won't be the only manager to ever bring the Rockies to a World Series?
Well, I sure hope not. I mean, it's you want the city of Denver. I mean, look what hockey's done. Look what basketball's done.
Exactly.
You know, we haven't been there since 17 and 18 in the playoffs, but the World Series visit was 07. That was a bunch of years ago.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for another opportunity where we can put a club together to win a championship, to win a World Series in Denver. And that's our thought. We're going to need to do it internally. You're not going to get good pitchers in a free agent market to come to Denver to want to pitch. It's challenging, but our kids have taken on the mentality, let's own the altitude.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to figure out together. So we are a draft and develop club, and we do have players in place that I believe Tovar is a shortstop. He's going to hopefully be our shortstop for a lot of years. We picked the kid up from Cleveland, Nolan Jones. He's making his mark. Doyle's in center. We got more young players coming. Coco got up last Sunday in his debut and hit a homer.
Yes, he did.
More guys are coming. So it's going to be a homegrown team. It's going to be a fun team to watch. And again, the more we can put these guys together down here, win together down here, and grow them up, we're going to be in better shape.
Let's talk about your career as a manager as well. Pittsburgh and Colorado too. What was your biggest and fond memory? But also, I want to ask a little bit about your ejections. Did you have a favorite ejection as well?
You know, it's funny to ask. I don't have a favorite one. I have a picture that's a favorite one. It was a game against the Mets. I was in Pittsburgh. And it's actually, I got thrown out simultaneously by two umpires, and the picture shows them both. You can Google it up.
I will.
And you'll see two umpires. It's like synchronized tossing. It's got both of them are the same motion. My arm's even up in the air, so all three of them are pointing to something. I'm going to be the only one's going to leave, be asked to leave. But the ejection is kind of funny because I never realized until I got out of the game and I was at a fundraiser that we host for Prader-Willi syndrome. My daughter Maddie was born with a birth defect. It's called a hot stove fundraiser. But the guy we brought in was from Pittsburgh, Robbie. He's our sideline reporter.
Yeah.
And Robbie came up with a stat. He goes, hey, anybody have any idea how many times Clint Hurdle has been ejected? And I'm thinking, I don't know how many.
Right.
Not that many. And the number came out. He goes, it's 64. And I went, whoa, 64? I go, that's kind of a lot. He goes, it's 13th all-time Major League history. I dropped my head. I go, oh, my. 17 years in the big leagues to only manage in two places. And never won a World Series. I believe it was because the people I worked for, I gave them everything I had. We built the brand. We developed from within. We put a good product on the field. The winning record wasn't always there, but there was memories in both places. Everybody
Absolutely.
Remembers Rocktober. And in Pittsburgh, we had a three-year stretch where we were as good as about anybody playing the game. And I don't think anybody will forget that blackout game we had. I mean, game 163 for us. Everybody showed up in black. Cueto's on the mound. The fans start calling his name out. He drops the ball. Martin hits the next pitch in the left center field bleachers.
You're never going to forget something like
that. No, so there's great memories. Holiday slide.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, talk that game 163.
Yeah.
It still gets goosebumps. But I think the biggest thing is I was able to be part of a small group of people that brought tremendous joy to so many other people in the Rocky Mountain region, Colorado, and then back in the Berg, because it was 20 consecutive losing seasons before we knocked that down in 13 and got to the playoffs. So I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. Love the people that I've worked for and had some tremendous players and relationships built along the way.
Well, Clint, I appreciate time for this interview. It is great to have you here, and hopefully you'll be back here for some playoffs here in California.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you, Clint.
You got it.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and...
Happy Thursday, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, trust Prosecchi. Grizzly starter Michael Prosecchi has a 0.53 ERA against the California League South Division and a 1.73 ERA at home. Key number two, keep the left on base low. Fresno had five runners left on base in both games of this series, both resulting in wins. And key number three, stay hot late in games. This season, the Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. Let's make it 7 wins in a row. Back to you, Mark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 790 and 1430 ESPN, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we are excited for Game 3 of 6, Thursday Night Baseball, here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We are getting set for the matchup between the Inland Empire 66ers and your Fresno Grizzlies. A big thank you to our pregame guest, our pregame show guest, in Clint Hurdle. A lot of fun to talk to the special assistant to the GM of the Colorado Rockies. With that being said, you just heard our keys to the game, a simulcast here at Chuck Chancy Park. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Inland Empire 66ers, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. The 66ers come in with a record of 28-28. They sit third place in the California League Southern Division standings, 4.5 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Under first-year manager Dave Stapleton, here's his starting lineup. Leadoff and playing center field, number 5, Nelson Rada. Batting second, the left fielder, number 16, Jorge Ruiz. Back in lineup, batting third, the DH, number 17, Kevin Watson Jr. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, number 14, Matt Kootenay. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 3, Christian Sepulveda. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, number 6, Denzer Guzman. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 8, Yadiel Sanchez. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 28, Ronaldo Flores. Flores, 3-for-3 last night. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Jeremy Orocho. And on the bump for the Inland Empire 66ers, the right-hander, number 38, Jorge Marcheco, who comes in with a record of 5-3, a 2.72 ERA. So once again, under manager Dave Stapleton, here's his lineup. It'll be Rada Ruiz Watson Jr., Kootenay Sepulveda Guzman, Sanchez Flores Orocho, Marcheco on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies at 32-27, winners of their last 6 games, 9 of their last 10 overall, the first 2 games of this series as well. And under first-year manager Steve Solese, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing right field, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting second, the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the second baseman, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, a 2 RBI ground rule double in last night's contest. Batting fifth will be the DH, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth is the former Bulldog center fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Persecki, who comes in with a record of 4-3, a 4.30 ERA. Persecki makes his 10th start, coming off a scoreless 6-inning outing. So once again, under manager Steve Solese for the Grizzlies, Martin, Andy Perez, and Baylor. Betancourt, Bugarin, Andrews Jr., Snyder, Huff, Gene Perez, and Michael Persecki on the bump. So there's your starting lineups. Our crew this evening, our umpire crew, behind the plate will be David Sobol. Over on the bases is Tatum Littleton. As we get set for first pitch, the Grizzlies, they're in their black uniforms tonight. They're also in their black caps with the gold grizzly bear on top of that black cap. Numbers in gold as well. As they get set for first pitch. While Inland Empire, they're back in their grays this evening. They have blue and dark, light blue and dark blue numbers. They also are wearing their black caps with the black bill and the IE on top of that black cap. So a battle of the Grizzlies wearing black and Inland Empire 66ers wearing gray. All right, we're moments away from first pitch. We'll have the national anthem and first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. We're also on 790 and 1430 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
a beautiful national anthem to get us set for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 790 and 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6 between the visiting Inland Empire 66ers and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies have won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10 overall, as they give the ball to the left-hander Michael Perseki, who is coming off one of the best starts of the season by any Grizzlies starter, and he is back on the bump to take on a very good Inland Empire team, the single affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. The 66ers at 528-28. The Grizzlies at 32-27. The Grizzlies a slim chance to win the first half in the California League Northern Division standings. A loss by Fresno or a win by San Jose will clinch the San Jose Giants first half and a spot in the postseason. So Fresno will need a win out. So 6 games has now all become... They actually now have to win the final 4 of this one and 3 in Modesto. 7 wins in a row. So if the Grizzlies can get to 13 and somehow San Jose falls into the last final as well, your Grizzlies could win the first half. Either way, this should be a lot of fun. Michael Perseki will take on Nelson Rada, Jorge Ruiz, Kevin Watson Jr. here in the top of the first. A beautiful night for baseball, 90 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. A nice crowd here on a Thursday for Tioga Thursday. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. As Michael Perseki will get the ball, and we are ready for baseball. Michael Persecki's 10th start this season. 4-3 record, a 4.30 ERA. Nelson Rada to the plate, batting 251. From the full windup, here's the pitch from Perseki, and it's inside for a ball, and we are underway here at Chuck Chancy Park. 1 ball, no strikes to Rada, 251 average, no homers, 21 RBI. The next pitch is outside from Perseki. The count quickly 2-0. It's Perseki looking for a nice start to his evening. Here's the 2-0, and a slow ground ball to the first baseman, Bennecourt, who will shovel pass it over Perseki, and he beats Rada to the bag. 3-1 on the putout, and just like that, one away for the left fielder Jorge Ruiz. We've seen that multiple times in this series where the pitcher for Fresno has had to get over using the nice route to first base. Perseki gets there in time. Nice job by Bennecourt on the perfect underhand pass over to him. So just like that, one out for Jorge Ruiz. Here's the pitch to Ruiz, who takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Ruiz batting 326, 3 homers, 38 RBI. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count now at 1-1. Grizzlies defensively from left to right field. Jake Snyder's out in left. As here comes the next pitch, and it's a called strike. The count at 1-2 to Ruiz. E.J. Andrews Jr. is in center, and in right field, Robbie Martin on the diamond from third to first. At third base is Gene Perez. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-2. At short is Andy Perez, so Perez left side of the diamond. At second base, Jamari Baylor. Over at first, Bryant Bettencourt. Cody Huff does the catching, and Michael Perseki on the bump. Ground ball to the shortstop in Andy Perez, and it was going to be a tough play. It was a high chopper, and Perez trying to make the throw over. It is late. Ruiz beats it out. And for the third straight game, Ruiz has the first hit of the game for Inland Empire, all on infield singles. So Ruiz reaches to start tonight's contest. And here comes Kevin Watson Jr. back in the lineup. Batting 313, no homers, 19 RBI. So runner at first with one out here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the check on Ruiz. He's back safely. That ball that Ruiz hit was a high chopper, and Perez playing back, he had to take that ball in about 4 bounces. There was really no way he was going to be able to make a throw over to Rada or over to Bettencourt. So Ruiz is on. Here's the pitch, and it's high. The count now at 1-0 to Kevin Watson Jr. Second time he's batted in this series. He is the DH. Prosecchi looks in once again. 1-0. He comes set. And here comes the pitch. It's outside. The count now at 2-0 for Michael Prosecchi. To his catcher in Cody Huff. Michael Prosecchi making his 10th start. A 4-3 record. A 4.30 ERA. Prosecchi wears number 21 on the back of his black jersey. See that big F slash on those black jerseys on the front. Here comes the 2-0. And it's a ground ball. Base hit to left field. Gene Perez was in a shift, not playing near his normal positioning at third. As Watson goes the other way. Runners at first and second now with one out. And here comes Matt Kootenay. Kootenay, the first baseman. The fourth straight lefty at the top of this Inland Empire lineup. As the Grizzlies now, a little bit of some trouble here. Prosecchi, we'll see if he gets out of it. First pitch, by the way, this evening at 6:54 p.m. Prosecchi will come set. And here comes the pitch. A breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go around? He did not, according to the base umpire, Tatum Littleton. The count at 1-0. Runners at first and second. One out here in the top of the first inning for the 66ers. They have scored first in both games of this series. But Fresno has found a way to win both contests. Winners of six in a row. Here comes the 1-0 to Kootenay. And a breaking ball perfectly placed in there in the count of 1-1. That looked like the curveball from Prosecchi. He throws three pitches, the fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. It's the count now at 1-1. As Prosecchi comes set, here's the pitch. And it's outside, and the count at 2-1. Right now, shade covering the majority of the diamond. A little bit of sun behind that second base back. Tons of sun in the outfield as well. But a lot of shade covering the majority of Chukchansey Park. Here's the 2-1, and it's a fastball that glistens on the outside part of the plate. And the count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from Prosecchi as he looks to get out of the inning. As Steve Solis, the manager, looks on. Mark Brewer, the pitching coach as well. Watching the young left-hander. 2-2. And here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball, and that's ripped to right field, a base hit. Past the diving Jamari Baylor. Robbie Martin misplays it. The throw now is cut off by Betancourt, and it's 1-0 66ers. So Kootenay, the RBI single. Ruiz scores. Up to third goes Watson. It is going to be a hit. We will also check to see if they're going to give an error on Robbie Martin. He misplayed it initially. He was trying to come up to throw that ball, and the ball just stopped right before he could pick it up with his glove. So Kootenay gives the 66ers a 1-0 lead. Runners now at first and third with one out, and here's Christian Sepulveda, the first righty in this lineup. Here comes the first pitch, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1 against Michael Prosecchi. So it is single E9, by the way, that allows Watson to advance to third base. So first and third with one out. That is the error on Robbie Martin. Here comes the 0-1. That ball in the dirt. The count now 1-1. As the 66ers trying to add another run against a very good pitcher in Michael Prosecchi. We'll keep an eye on the game in San Jose between Rancho Cucamonga and San Jose, a pair of first-place teams battling it out at Excite Ballpark. Here comes the 1-1 from Prosecchi. And that is a ground ball. Perez, the backhand, over to second, over to first, and it's a double play! 5-4-3, and the Grizzlies are out of the inning, but not before the 66ers score a run on the RBI single from Matt Kootenay. We had the bottom of the first. Grizzlies come up to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 and 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0. The 66ers lead the Grizzlies as Fresno coming to the plate. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Sir Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Sir Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here in the bottom of the first, we thank Sir Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Robbie Martin will lead things off against the right-hander Jorge Marcheco. Here's the pitch from Marcheco, and it's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Jorge Marcheco makes the start. A 5-3 record, a 2.72 ERA. As the next pitch to Martin is lifted high in the air. This is right at the third base bag, now drifting over a little bit. Sepulveda is there for the out, and Martin is retired. One out, and here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. Robbie Martin was hitting .282, by the way. And now here's Andy Perez batting .239. 8 doubles, 3 triples, 1 homer on the year. Here's the pitch to him. A ground ball. It's going to be a tough play. The backhand by the second baseman, Orocho, and he will make a throw. The middle infielders for the 66ers converging. The second baseman, Orocho, the sliding backhand. But he got up and realized he had no chance to get the speedster and Perez down the line. And just like Inland Empire, their first hit of the game for Fresno is an infield single by the second batter of the game. So now runner at first with one out for the second baseman in Jamari Baylor, who's had a great stretch since joining Fresno as the first pitch is swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Baylor batting .474, 3 homers, 13 RBI. His OPS, 1.674. Here comes the 0-1 to Baylor. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. And Marcheco, we've seen the ERA. We've seen the numbers. They've been outstanding all season long. This is the first chance we've seen Marcheco this season. And he's just deceptive from the first couple of pitches we've seen. A slow, deliberate windup. As here comes the next pitch to Baylor. On a ground ball, this could be 2-6-3, a double play. And just like that, Marcheco is out of the inning. The Grizzlies trail 1-0. We at the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790, 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8. There's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second, 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno as Denzer Guzman, the shortstop, will lead things off against Michael Prusecki. First pitch from the left-hander Prusecki is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Nice pitch on the outside part of the plate. Prusecki quickly back on the bump. Here comes the second pitch. And another breaking ball just misses. The count at 1-1. Prusecki, 6'3", 200 pounds. The 22-year-old from Hinsdale, Illinois. That's a line drive base hit to center field. Guzman a leadoff single. Four hits now already for Inland Empire. They've come out swinging tonight. As here comes the right fielder in Yadiel Sanchez. Prusecki, born on February 28, 2001, a sixth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of Louisville. So Prusecki in his second professional season, last year with the ACO Rockies. As here comes the pitch to Sanchez. And a fly ball lifted foul in the count at 0-1. Sanchez batting .237, no homers. Michael Prusecki, as we said, started his professional career with the ACO Rockies, appearing in one game out of the pen. Tossed a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike on the inside part of the plate. Maybe a little bit low, but the count is now at 0-2 here to Sanchez, who looks back for an explanation. Prusecki, as we said, University of Louisville, where he was mainly a reliever. 0-2, a check on Guzman. He's back safely. The count remains at 0-2. Prusecki played at Louisville for three seasons, appearing in 35 games, four starts, compiling a 3-2 record with a 4.36 ERA. Here comes the 0-2 to Sanchez, and that a check swing. He did not go around. The count now at 1-2. Prusecki, over 64 innings, struck out 71 batters, had a 10-9 ratio. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a ground ball back to Prusecki, and Prusecki has no play. A little bit off the mound right there. Prusecki had trouble trying to just pick up the ball. So now runners at first and second with nobody down. So Sanchez reaches on the infield single. Very slow developing play right there, and Sanchez showing off his speed. Second hit this inning now for Inland Empire. Fifth overall, and here comes Ronaldo Flores, who could not be retired last night. Flores, the former San Jose Giant, taken in the Rule 5 pick by the Angels. As Prusecki got that ball, it was a nice little placed ball right there from Sanchez. As now Prusecki will have to deal with Flores. So Prusecki now looks in for his sign. He'll come set. Here's the pitch. And the first pitch is a fastball played on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Back to Prusecki in 2022, made 26 appearances out of the bullpen. Went 2-1 with 11 saves and a 3.38 ERA. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. And it looked like Flores did not even want to swing at that. The count now at 0-2. Now Prusecki, with his 2-1 record and 11 saves, were the second most in the ACC and tied for seventh most in a single season for Louisville. Here comes the 0-2 from Prusecki, and it's inside. And the count now at 1-2. In 2021, he appeared in just four games, but unfortunately suffered a shoulder strain that sidelined him for 2 months. Here comes the 1-2 to Prosecki, and it's down the dirt. The count now at 2-2. Prosecki attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. Initially selected in the 35th round by the Phillies of the 2019 MLB Draft. His count is now 2-2 to Flores. Runners at first and second with nobody down here in the top of the second. 1-0 Inland Empire. Here's the pitch. And a broken bat into right field, and it will drop in front of Martin. One of those see-me singles into right, and Flores is on again. As Sanchez hustles to second, Guzman to third. Third hit of the inning, 6th overall now. And here comes Jeremy Orocho, as we'll have a mound visit right here. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So here's Orocho now, the number 9 hitter in the Inland Empire lineup. Bases loaded, nobody down. Here's the pitch and a fly ball to right field. It will hook foul, the count at 0-1. Back to Prosecki, as we said, a 35th round draft pick out of high school by the Phillies. Instead, chose to go to Louisville over Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois. Lettered 3 years in baseball, 1 year in basketball. Here's the 0-1, and that pitch is just high. The count at 1-1. He was ranked as the number 9 left-handed pitcher in the 2019 class by Perfect Game, and was rated the number 2 player in Illinois by Baseball Report. Prep Baseball Report. Here comes the 1-1, and that is called a strike. It clips the outside part of the plate, and the count at 1-2, and Orocho not happy with that call. Shows his disgust. But now Prosecki looking for a big punch out here. The infield back for Fresno. As here comes the 1-2 from Prosecki. And it's a ground ball. This could be 2. Baylor, the spin, just short for 1, and that's all they're going to get. Guzman comes in to score. Up to third goes Sanchez. Flores is out. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. And Orocho reaches on the fielder's choice. It does score a run as well. And just like that, 2-0 66ers. As Nelson Rada, the leadoff hitter, comes to the plate. And again, a play where it was just slowly hit, slowly developing. Here comes a check instead on the runner at first in Orocho. He's back safely. Runners at the corners with one out. 2-0 66ers here in the top of the second. As Prosecki will come set. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball outside. And the count at 1-0. Nelson Rada. 0-1. Batting 250 on the season. Looks towards Prosecki. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff. The count at 2-0. Prosecki, a big, big fan of Star Wars, the Marvel Universe, he says, and Step Brothers as well. Favorite athlete is Max Scherzer. If you ever see Prosecki when you come to a game, ask him for his best Chewbacca impression. As here comes the 2-0, and a fly ball lifted foul and out of play. The count at 2-1. After Prosecki's days are done playing, he would like to be an agent for a player or working in the front office of a Major League Baseball club. Count is 2-1. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner, Orocho, and that pitch is fouled off. And the count now at 2-2. Runners at first and third, one out, still in the top of the second inning. According to Grizzlies pitching coach Mark Brewer, Prusecki, a student of the game, continues to learn every single day. Prusecki trying to get out of this inning so far. He's had a great season at home and against the California League South Division. Here comes a 2-2 instead of check on Orocho, and he's back safely once again. He's checked over there twice. As Prusecki now, going to try to pick up a strikeout here of Rada. Orocho leads from first. He might take off right here. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball three. A fastball runs away from Prusecki. So the count now full, 93 miles per hour from the lefty. Grizzlies trailing 2-0 in the top of the second. Game three of this six-game series. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Orocho. That ball is going to go foul towards the Inland Empire dugout. And the count remains at 3-2. And Orocho, once again, off on the pitch. He has ran multiple times in this at-bat between Rada and Prusecki. Very good speeding team here in Inland Empire. Prusecki once again comes set. Here comes a 3-2 and a ground ball up the middle. Baylor tags second to first. A double play. Jamari Baylor with his momentum towards the bag. Makes the backhand. Touches the base. An off-balance throw to first. And he gets the double play. Prusecki does allow another run. But another double play ices any more chances from Inland Empire. We head to the bottom of the second. 2-0 the 66ers. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790, 1430 ESPN. Stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app. And MILB TV.
Experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the second inning, first pitch to Brian Betancourt is fouled off and the count at 0-1. 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. It'll be 4-5-6 in the Grizzlies lineup. Brian Betancourt leading things off. Here comes the next pitch to Betancourt, and he takes it high. And the count of 1-1. Betancourt this season, batting .222, one homer, a .584 OPS. He had a pair of RBIs in last night's contest. Here's the pitch, and that is flown foul and out of play. And the count now at 1-2 from Jorge Marcheco, who works very judiciously. 1-2. To Betancourt, and here comes the next pitch from Marcheco. He winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and that is a high pop-up into the sky. And who's it going to be? It's the third baseman, Sepulveda, there for the out. And for the second straight inning, the leadoff batter pops up to him. As here comes Jesus Bugarin, runner at first, or one out, and it's Boo Green going to try to be the first runner for the Grizzlies in this inning, trailing 2-0. Here comes the pitch to Boo Green, and he takes it outside, and the count of 1-0 from Jorge Marcheco, 6'1", 185 pounds, born on August 6, 2002. There's a strike right there. The count of 1-1. 20 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. The same area as Grizzlies reliever Sergio Sanchez, as that's a high pop-up lifted in left field. It's a tough play. It'll be the left fielder in Ruiz coming on to make the catch. Two outs now. Going to bring on the center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Marcheco signed as an undrafted international free agent in 2021. Last year pitched with the 66ers. As here comes the pitch. And it's inside. The count at 1-0. Updated score right now in San Jose. 3-3 between the Quakes and the Giants. Here comes the next pitch and a foul ball there. The count at 1-1. As a race for the baseball with a couple kids. One ball and one strike, two outs. Here's the next pitch to EJ. It's way outside. The count at 2-1. Marcheco, very slow delivery. That pitch at 76 miles per hour. Coming in, had a 5-3 record, a 2.72 ERA. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from Marcheco. 89 miles per hour from the right-hander. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch, and a quick pitch inside. And it's now 3-2. Okay, Marcheco changing the location of that one. 87. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Marcheco. And that is popped up in the air. This is playable for the catcher, and it's made by Flores to end the inning. The Grizzlies go down 1-2-3. We head to the third. The Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to them on 790 and 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the third inning, 2-0. Fresno trails Inland Empire. Jorge Ruiz will lead things off for the 66ers against lefty Michael Prosecki. Here comes the first pitch from the left-hander Prosecki. And Ruiz takes it high for a ball, and the count at 1-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. As that pitch is grounded foul, the count at 1-1. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Ground ball to the second baseman Baylor. The play made 4-3. And here in the bottom, or in the top of the third inning, we'd like to thank Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So top of the third inning. So Baylor makes the play. Ruiz retired 4-3. And here's Kevin Watson Jr., a single in his first at bat. He lays down a bunt. It goes foul. The count at 0-1. Grizzlies trail 2-0 to the 66ers. We're in the top of the third inning. Here comes the 0-1 from Prosecki. And it skips to the backstop. And the count now at 1-1. Michael Prosecki entering tonight's game. His last time out came on June 8th versus Lake Elsinore, where he picked up the win. After 6 scoreless innings, it ended up being the 3rd shutout of the season for Fresno. He allowed 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 9. Here comes the 2-1 to Watson. And a fastball that is grooved in there, and the count at 2-2. So 6 scoreless innings for Prosecki in his last outing. Had a chance of possibly winning California League Pitcher of the Week as that is swung on and missed. Down goes Watson on strikes. First punch out for Prosecki. 2 outs now as here comes Matt Kootenay. Kootenay an RBI single back in the first. Prosecki this year, in the month of June, 2 games, 2 starts, a 1-1 record, a 4.91 ERA. This is his 6th outing at home. A 3-0 record, a 1.73 ERA, as the curveball is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count at 0-1 here to Kootenay. And then against the California League Southern Division, 3 games, 3 starts, a 2-0 record, a 0.53 ERA, as that's a loopy curveball in there in the count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Prosecki as he looks for a 1-2-3 frame. So Prosecki's had great success here at Chuck Chansey Park, and especially against the Southern Division. Here's the pitch, a check swing. He did not go around. The count at 1-2. And the 2 earned runs already, or the 2 runs already allowed tonight. The most he's allowed against an opponent in the Southern Division this year is that is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Michael Prosecki back-to-back strikeouts in his first 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790, 1430 ESPN. We're also on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno, as Jake Snyder will lead things off against Jorge Marcheco. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's swung on and foul tipped into the glove, and the count at 0-1 here to Jake Snyder. As the Grizzlies trying to find something offensively, the Grizzlies really were quiet until the sixth inning last night where they scored 5 runs. So maybe on something similar tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. The count now at 1-1. And Jorge Marcheco, who's had a very good season. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside for a ball. The count at 2-1. Last outing for Jorge Marcheco. He picked up a win after 6 innings of 1-run ball against the Stockton Ports. Here's the pitch, a check swing, it's a strike. The count now at 2-2. He'll add 4 hits and 1 walk while striking out 5. He has a whip of 0.93 on the year. Here comes the 2-2. And Snyder check swing, foul ball into the Inland Empire dugout. And we'll do it again with the same count. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Snyder. And a fly ball into left field. Is it going to stay fair? It is foul. Just out of the reach of the left fielder Ruiz and the third baseman in Sepulveda. So do it again at 2-2. But Marcheco this season, he's been outstanding. Most earned runs this year for him, 4 in a game. That came at Lake Elsinore on May 16th. He's had multiple outings of scoreless appearances, including 5 against San Jose and 5 2/3 against Visalia. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. And Snyder is out. First strikeout for Marcheco. And it brings up the catcher in Cody Huff. So Cody Huff now to the plate. The Grizzlies still trying to find something here against the right-hander in Marcheco. Here comes the first pitch to Cody Huff. And Huff sees a breaking ball outside. The count at 1-0. Looked like a knuckle curve related, the way that ball came out of his hand. I don't know all the pitches Marcheco throws. They said he's kind of, it just depends on his mood, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Sometimes he'll quick pitch. Sometimes it's a slow, deliberate motion. So it makes him so hard to hit. As here comes the 1-1 to Huff. And a high pop-up. Drifting into shallow center field. It is the shortstop in Guzman. He will make the catch for the second out. The Grizzlies so far, they have 5 pop-ups. As here comes the third baseman in Gene Perez. Perez will be our pregame guest on Saturday. Excited to talk to the youngster. Perez, 1 homer, 2 RBIs on the year. Here's the pitch and a little pop-up, and it's going to go foul. So count is 0-1 here to Gene Perez in the lineup for the first time this series. A 109 batting average, a 324 OPS. Here comes the 0-1 from Marcheco, and Perez ground ball to the shortstop. Guzman over to first in time. Another 1-2-3 inning for Marcheco. He has faced the minimum through 3. We head to the top of the 4th. The Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to them on 790 and 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
List-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Michael Prosecki back on the bump as he takes on Christian Sepulveda, the third baseman. Here comes the first pitch to Sepulveda. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Looked like the changeup there from Prosecki. Sepulveda 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 now. And a high fly ball out to right field. Robbie Martin is there on the warning track. He reaches up and makes the play. The ball flew a little bit farther initially than what Martin thought. But he makes the out. And now five straight retired for Prosecki. As here comes the shortstop in Denzer Guzman. Guzman a single and a run in his first at bat. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. Ground ball to the shortstop Perez on a couple bounces over to first in time. The shortstop Andy Perez for the second out. 6-3 as here comes the right fielder in Yadiel Sanchez. Again, Express Furniture Rental is your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Sanchez is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to him. Here comes the next pitch from Prosecki to Sanchez, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to shoot into right field, a base hit. A two-out single here for Sanchez. He's now 2-2. Baylor, the second baseman, laying out for that one. Couldn't get to it. And here comes the catcher, Ronaldo Flores. Quick update, San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga 5-3 in the fifth. The Giants, a win would clinch the first half in the Northern Division. Prosecki comes set. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies and 66ers are continuing their six-game series tonight here at Chuck Chansey Park. This is the first of two regular season series between the clubs in 2023 and the first ever meeting series here in Fresno. Prosecki comes set. Here comes his 1-0. And it swung on a miss. The count at 1-1. Over the last 2 years, both at Inland Empire, the squad split their two series, with the Grizzlies winning their first three games and the 66ers winning their last three games of the series. Here comes the pitch, and a base hit to right field. 8 hits now for the 66ers. Flores has not been retired over his past two games. As he is on once again, Sanchez up to second. So second hit of the inning, 8 overall, and here comes Jeremy Orocho, who had a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. The 66ers are the current single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Prior to teaming up with the Angels, which happened in 2011, they had ties to the Dodgers and the Mariners organizations. They also had ties to the former Fresno Giants, Fresno Cardinals franchise, as that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count an 0-1 from Prosecki. The 66ers are named after the historic U.S. Route 66 that runs through San Bernardino. Prior to the name change, they were known as the San Bernardino Stampede and the San Bernardino Spirit. The mascot for Inland Empire is Bernie, who is one of the only talking mascots in all of professional baseball. Bernie has been a part of the organization since 1999, and they are owned by Elmer Sports Group and play at San Manuel Stadium. As that pitch is in the dirt, on the bunt attempt initially by Orocho, the count is now at 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 66ers lead the Grizzlies. With Orocho at the plate. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. He will go over to third, and that will end the inning. It goes 6-5 on the fielder's choice to end the frame. We had the bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies need the offense to get going. They trail 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 and 1430. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get a low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Go, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0, Inland Empire leads Fresno as Robbie Martin steps up to the plate, 0-1 this evening. Here comes the pitch from Jorge Marcheco. And the first pitch is a called strike, the count at 0-1. It's the Grizzlies and 66ers playing game three of the six-game series. This will wrap up a 12-game homestand here at Chancy Park before Fresno goes on the road for 2 weeks. Here comes the 0-1, and Martin, a pop-up. It's going to go right below me, and the count is now at 0-2. The count now 0-2. Timeout called by Martin at the dish. So Fresno will head to Modesto and then Stockton. Halfway through that Modesto series, the first half will end. Here comes the pitch. It's high to Martin. The count at 1-2. Robbie Martin is leading off for the third time in the last four games for Fresno. And he has never been a leadoff hitter until last Sunday. Here comes the 1-2. And he takes called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Martin, the second strikeout victim against Marcheco. And here comes Andy Perez, the lone Grizzlies hit. He singled in the first. So Marcheco now two strikeouts. And here's Andy Perez, only 19 years old. Here comes the pitch to Perez and a ground ball. And that is a backhand by the second baseman, Orocho, to first in time. What a play. What a dig at first. And Perez is retired. It goes 4-3. Inland Empire, what a play from the second baseman, Orocho. Up the middle, makes a great play, gets up the throw, and then the dig at first in time. Wow. 100 miles per hour off the bat. As here comes Jamari Baylor. And the first pitch to Baylor is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. That pitch from Marcecho at 74 miles per hour. Here comes the 0-1 from Marcecho. And that's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. That was 89 miles per hour. The fastball doesn't reach even the low 90s, but again, as we said, Marcecho changes speeds, throws strikes. The ERA affects it as well. Here comes the 0-2. A quick pitch now. It's inside. The count at 1-2. Marcecho speeds up his delivery right there. 1-2 now, back to the slow, deliberate delivery, and that is called strike three. Jorge Marcecho has puzzled the Grizzlies so far. We had the top of the fifth, the Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB.com, 1430 ESPN and 790 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chukchansey Park. And right when we went to commercial break, we had some extracurricular after the last strike to Jamari Baylor. Baylor was tossed by home plate umpire David Sabal. Nelson Rodda will lead things off for Inland Empire. Here's the pitch from Prosecki, fouled off, the count at 0-1. So Jamari Baylor was tossed. He's the first Grizzlies position player to be tossed this season, third overall. So Baylor ejected from the game, therefore the Grizzlies have to have some defensive changes. Moving from third to second base is now Gene Perez. So Gene Perez, that's a ground ball to Perez at second, over to first in time. It goes 4-3 on the putout, and Rodda is retired for the third time. So Gene Perez at second now. The new third baseman is now Messenger. Messenger will hit in the third spot for Jamari Baylor, who has been ejected from tonight's contest, arguing balls and strikes. As that pitch is swung on a miss by Ruiz, the count at 0-1. Ruiz 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Ruiz for the third straight game, an infield single to open up the hitting, as that's a ground ball. Huff from the squat position, a first in time. Nice play from Cody Huff for the out. Goes 2-3 on the second out of the inning. And here comes Kevin Watson Jr., 1-2. So now Watson Jr. to the plate is Prosecki looking for another quick inning. Here's the pitch. It's high and inside. The count at 1-0. So after that final strike call from Baylor, he must have said something to the home plate umpire, David Sabal. The count now at 2-0 here to Watson as that ball bounces. And manager Steve Solis coming down from that first baseline where he's the first base coach arguing, and the third base coach and bench coach and Cesar Galvez making sure that Steve Solis wasn't going to get tossed. His account is now 2-1. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies lose one of their best hitters in Jamari Baylor for the rest of tonight's contest. As that's a called strike, the count now at 2-2 to Watson Jr. Top of the fifth inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Here comes the 2-2. And a fly ball to left field, and that gets down a base hit. Second hit for Watson, ninth hit overall for Inland Empire. And here comes Matt Kootenay. Kootenay, 1-2, an RBI single back in the first inning. Mako Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Mako Abbott, Lou Pervone's, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the pitch to Kootenay. It's swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. The first pitch was a check on the runner back at first base. And Kevin Watson Jr. Here comes the 0-1 from Prosecki. Long look. Here comes the pitch. And it is high for a ball. And the count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to get out of this inning without any damage, they trail 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki, and it's fouled off. The count now at 2-1. Or 1-2, actually. So 1-2 is the count to Matt Kootenay, 1-2. An RBI single back in the first. Actually, I don't think they gave him an RBI in his first at-bat. 1-2, 2-outs. Here's the pitch. And the ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. So count now at 2-2. Prosecki, 1 earned run. So that actually was just a single for Kootenay. It scored a run on the E9. As here comes the 2-2. From Prosecki, and it is outside, ball three. Good pitch there from Prosecki, looking for a punch out. The count now full, 3-2. 2 outs here in the top of the fifth inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. So 2-2-2. Here comes the offering from Prosecki, and he steps off. Disengagement right there. So now 3-2. Prosecki looks in once again. The runner will take off on the pitch. There goes the runner. The pitch is called strike three. Prosecki gets Kootenay on strikes. That ends the inning. The Grizzlies now head to the bottom of the fifth, trailing 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790, 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MLB TV.
Is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Quick update on our score in San Jose. Top of the sixth inning, the Giants lead the Quakes 5-3. As Bryant Bettencourt will lead things off against Jorge Marcheco. Marcheco will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Bettencourt is 0-1 this evening. A pop-up back in the second inning. As Fresno trying to get something going. They scored five runs in the sixth inning last night, as that is a fly ball to center field. And on the money in the run is the center fielder Rada for the out. Bettencourt gave it a ride. He comes up empty. One out now for Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin is 0-1 as well. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball, and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the next pitch to Bugarin, swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. The Grizzlies trying to win their seventh straight game, winners of 9 of their last 10. They try to stay hot here down the stretch of this first half. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Bugarin right on it. And the count remains at 0-2. We'd love to see you join us for the final three games of this series. Lots of promotions down the pipeline, including tomorrow, a Fresno Tigers tribute night with a Fresno Tigers pennant giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did. Bugarin down on strikes, fourth strikeout now for Marcheco. And here comes the center fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. We also have Friday night fireworks tomorrow presented by Hertz Rent-A-Car. Should be a great night to recognize the Fresno Tigers. Of course, we'll have the Fresno Tigers jerseys as well. There comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. Saturday, Diversity and Inclusion Night, both tomorrow and Saturday night at 6:50 p.m. First pitch. It's also Community Outreach Night presented by Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 0-1, a ground ball, softly hit. The shortstop, the throw over in time for the out. Marcheco, 5 scoreless innings. We head to the 6th. We'll talk more promotions right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, 790 and 1430 ESPN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the sixth inning, 2-0, the 66ers lead the Grizzlies. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. The first pitch was inside for a ball. The second pitch right down the middle to Christian Sepulveda, who is 0-2. Here comes the 1-1 now from Prosecki, and it swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. A curveball in there for a strike. The count at 1-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning, June 15th, already halfway through June. Unbelievable. One ball, two strikes now. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki, and a little blooper, and it goes foul. Prior to the commercial, we were talking promotions here at Chuck Chancy Park to end this 12-game homestand. Tomorrow, of course, Fresno Tigers Tribute Night, a Fresno Tigers pennant giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Friday night, fireworks presented by Hertz Rent-A-Car. That pitch is grounded foul down the left field line. The count remains at 1-2. Saturday, Diversity and Inclusion Night. We also have a community outreach night presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch, a fly ball to center field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He is at the wall and will make the catch. Sepulveda retired F8, and here comes the shortstop in Denzer Guzman. 1-2, a single and a run. And then finally, Sunday, it's Father's Day. Should be a great game at the ballpark. A 5.05 p.m. first pitch. Beards are beautiful. That's your Chancy Park. Come on down. Try this delicious Father's Day burger that we have. Let me tell you, it is absolutely delicious. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1 to Guzman. Candied bacon, a juicy, juicy burger, great patty, and a mayo as well. It's something that everyone should come try. We also have some little jelly with it, too. It's fantastic. Here comes the 1-1, and Guzman line drive, and it goes foul. And the Grizzlies bullpen, whoever was down there, made the play. So the count now at 1-2, and it was Braxton Hyde making the play down the pen. A big smile on his face as he made that one. As Prosecki trying to get out of the sixth inning as that pitch is inside. The count now at 2-1. So again, 6:50 the next two nights, 5:05 on Sunday to wrap up this six-game series in our 12-game homestand. As time called right there, I think a ball got away from the Grizzlies' bullpen. And instead, actually, it's going to be the umpires talking to one another about something that's going on. And they're going to discuss real quickly about what's happening here. So count is 2-1 here. A long talk. I don't know what they could be talking about. They are still talking down the first baseline. That's always concerning as they're looking back and forth between dugouts and pitchers as well, so I don't know what it could be here. And I don't know what they just called right there. All right, so now something angered the Grizzlies. Steve Solis and Mark Brewer are now out of the dugout as they're talking to Michael Perseki and Cody Huff, and the count is 2-2. Okay, so they were talking about the count, I believe, is what they were talking about. I think the Grizzlies thought it was strike three. The count is 2-2. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, ball three now. That was a long talk for just a ball. Yes, here comes the 3-2 once again, and it swung on and missed. Guzman down on strikes. Fourth strikeout now for Perseki. And with two away, here's Yadiel Sanchez. Sanchez 2-for-2 with two singles. Again on Sunday, June 18th for Father's Day, beards are beautiful. It is a pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m. Beards are beautiful. Enjoy baseball and flaunt your best beard. A Save Mart Sunday, everyone runs the bases post-game with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. We also talked about that Father's Day burger special, whiskey glazed burger with spicy brown sugar bacon. All right, a pitching change. Michael Persecki's out of the game. Here comes the right-hander, Braxton Hyde. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. As a new pitcher for the Grizzlies, the right-hander Braxton Hyde takes over for Michael Perseki against Yadiel Sanchez. And I believe a fan just caught a baseball right there on that foul ball. Ground ball up the middle, a base hit. So Sanchez now 3-for-3 with three singles. That is now 10 hits for Inland Empire. And here comes Ronaldo Flores. He's 2-for-2. So Sepulveda flew out, then Guzman the strikeout, then now Sanchez the single. Flores 2-for-2. Comes to the plate. So 10 hits now for Inland Empire. They only have two runs to show for it, though, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1. They have two runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Grizzlies only one hit on an infield single by Perez in the first inning. As here comes the 0-1. From Hyde to Flores. And it's a fly ball to left field, and that is gone. A two-run homer for Ronaldo Flores. He continues to hit. Flores now has six straight hits, actually seven dating back to Tuesday, and it's 4-0 as he rounds the bases. A little bit of some extra celebration right there from Flores. And just like that, 4-0. So Braxton Hyde comes in, a single and a home run. And all of a sudden, that lead expands to 4-0. Fresno, 6-game winning streak right now, looking a little bit in jeopardy as Inland Empire has come to play tonight. Both runs are earned. Two outs still for Jeremy Orocho. Its first pitch is a ball. The count at 1-0. First homer for Flores this season as they all go celebrating in the dugout for the former San Jose Giant, now Inland Empire 66er. And wouldn't this be kind of a crazy situation? Flores' home run right now, giving Inland Empire a 4-0 lead. If Inland Empire goes on to win this, the Giants will clinch a playoff berth. Can you imagine going from one organization to the next and helping out your previous organization of making a playoff spot? San Jose leads in the sixth inning, by the way. Here comes the 2-1, and it's high for a ball, and the count at 3-1 from Braxton Hyde. Braxton Hyde is 6'3", 195 pounds, 22 years old from Liberal, Kansas, a 14th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies. Here comes the 3-1 from Hyde, and it is high, ball 4. Prosecki got two outs in the fifth inning, or in the sixth inning, and they took him out. First walk, by the way, now for the Grizzlies, as here is Nelson Rada. And since Hyde has entered the game, it has not been good news. So now Rada 0 for 3, two ground balls to the second baseman, one to the first baseman, so we're assuming another ball to the right side. Final line, by the way, for Michael Prosecki, 5 2/3. There goes the runner, the throw down, and they didn't get him. Apparently the tag was late. Huff looked like he got him at short. The shortstop, Perez, applying the tag. Orocho is safe. So a stolen base there. Now a runner at second with two outs. A count 1-0 to Rada. That was a perfect throw from Cody Huff, and he was called safe at second. Here comes the 1-0 as Hyde looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball again, right side. Betancourt, the flip over to Hyde, covering in time, and that will end the inning. A two-run homer from Ronaldo Flores. Both he and Sanchez have three hits apiece at the bottom of the 66ers lineup. 4-0, we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-0, Inland Empire leads Fresno. We just saw Toddler Payoff, an in-game entertainment here at Chuck Chancy Park. One of my favorite games, and the Toddler picked the cash for the first time this season. As Jake Snyder comes to the plate, first pitch to Snyder is a fly ball out to shallow left field. The left fielder Ruiz coming in, and he will make the catch. One pitch, one out. Here comes Cody Huff. 0-for-1. The Grizzlies right now, only one hit on an infield single back in the first inning. As here comes Cody Huff to the plate against Jorge Marcheco, who's just been electric so far. Throwing strikes, getting a lot of pop-ups. And here's Cody Huff now to the plate. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Marcheco. It's inside, the count at 1-0. And as you heard from our pregame guest, Clint Hurdle, we have a lot of entertainment here at the ballpark. We have a lot of amenities. And if you want to come check out all the fun, give us a call, 559-320-4487. Go to our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com, or go to the Cherchansky Park box office to purchase your single-game tickets today. We also have full half-season flex plans for you. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a ground ball. One bouncer off the shortstop's glove. A base in a shallow center field. Huff is on with the second hit of the game. A one bouncer. The shortstop, Guzman, laying out. Went off his glove in a shallow left center field. The second hit for Fresno. And here comes Gene Perez. Perez now at second base. So a one out single. Both hits for Fresno. An infield single, and that one barely getting to the outfield. But this is all it takes for Fresno. This is where they scored their runs last night. Five runs in the sixth inning. They trail 4-0. So a five-run inning could do the same damage. 4-0, Inland Empire leads Fresno. 7-3, San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and fouled off. And the count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us for game 3 of 6 between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. Thursday night baseball here at Cherchansky Park. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Stay tuned. We will keep you updated on scores around the California League. Also, stay tuned for a postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for game 4 of this series. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And Perez swings and misses. Good pitch from Marcheco. That is his fifth strikeout. Two away. And here comes Robbie Martin. Robbie Martin 0-2, a pop-up and a strikeout. Martin, last night, was a triple shy of the cycle. A home run in the sixth inning, his fifth of the year. He's got 26 RBI as well. A three-game hit streak for Martin. He's been very good in those three games. Here's the pitch to Martin. A breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. To Robbie Martin. Cody Huff, the runner at first base. He singled on a ground ball. It was deflected by the shortstop, Denzer Guzman. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off and heads up over there. And the count now at 0-2 towards the Inland Empire dugout. The Grizzlies trying to get something going here. It's been a tough evening for the Grizzlies' offense. Winners of 6 straight. They've won 9 of their last 10. Here's the 0-2 to Martin way outside. The count at 1-2. Marcheco not happy with that pitch right there. Right-hander, 5 Ks through 5 2/3. Again, a guy who does not break the 90s very often with that fastball, but very consistent with all of his pitches. Here comes the 1-2, and a high pop-up into shallow left field. Who is it going to be? It's the left fielder Ruiz making the catch, and the Grizzlies once again come up empty. We head to the 7th. 4-0 Inland Empire. Listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream guides. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, 790 and 1430 ESPN.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning. It is 4-0 Inland Empire over Fresno. The Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. Braxton Hyde back on the bumps. He takes on Jorge Ruiz, who's 1-for-3. Scores around the California League. Let's start with the Stockton Ports and Lake Elsinore Storm, where it's 5-5 in the ninth inning. A great game out in Lake Elsinore. Visalia leads Modesto 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. And the score we all have our eyes on right now is Rancho Cucamonga and San Jose 7-3. The Quakes trail the Giants. The Giants 9 outs away from a first half crown. As that pitch is swung on a miss, the count is 1-1 to Ruiz. We'll continue to keep you updated with scores around the California League a little bit later. Here comes the 1-1 in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. To Jorge Ruiz. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. Here at the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Ground ball to the third baseman Messenger on the short hop over to first Messenger in time. Ruiz is retired. It goes 5-3 on the putout. Ruiz now 1-for-4 as here comes the DH and Kevin Watson Jr., who is 2-for-3. But again, top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail 4-0. As here comes the pitch from Hyde. It is outside. The count at 1-0 from Braxton Hyde. Where's number 20 on the back of his black jersey? As that's a high fly ball. Left center field, Andrews Jr. is there, and he puts it away. F8 on the put out, and here comes the first baseman in Matt Kootenay. For Braxton Hyde, by the way, 15th appearance out of the bullpen. Came in with a 2-1 record, a 6.38 ERA. He's got one hold on the year. From Butler Community College. So two outs now for Kootenay. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. Kootenay, 9 homers, 39 RBI, was already a player of the week this year in the California League. One of the better hitters on the 66ers squad, as that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-1. So Grizzlies right now, no action in the 66ers pen, so it is Marcheco's game. Here's the 1-1 and a fly ball out to left field. The left fielder Snyder over near the bullpen makes the catch, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 for Braxton Hyde. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here's some Grizzlies baseball on 790 and 1430 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the 66ers 4-0. Andy Perez against the right-hander Marcheco, who will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes a ball inside. The count at 1-0. Perez 1-for-2. He is one of the two Grizzlies hits this evening. Here comes the next pitch to Perez, and that ball is lifted to left field, and it will go foul. Count now 1-1. As we continue to look at scores around the California League, a couple close games. Top of the ninth inning, Stockton just took a 7-5 lead over Lake Elsinore. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 2-1. So Stockton, it was a 2-RBI triple for T.J. Schofield Sam. Actually, take that back, a double from Brendan Malone and the RBI triple from Schofield Sam. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count 3-1 to Andy Perez. So Stockton takes the lead in the ninth inning over Lake Elsinore. They dropped the first two of that series. Modesto and Visalia in a close 1-3-2. The Rawhide lead the Modesto Nuts. Fly ball center field. This is going to be playable. Right center field, and almost running into each other. The center fielder, Rado, makes the catch, and Perez is retired. F8 on the fly out as here comes Skyler Messenger for the first time to the plate. Came in as a defensive replacement as Jamari Baylor was ejected from tonight's contest a little bit earlier. As here comes the first pitch to Messenger. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. And of course, the score we're all watching right now. In the bottom of the seventh inning, San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga 7-3. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Guzman, a couple bounces over to first. The pick isn't made. Messenger will reach. Kootenay, the first baseman, couldn't hold on that pick. And Messenger will reach. I believe that will be an error. And I believe we'll be on the throw as well by the shortstop, Guzman. So a runner at first with one out. And here's Bryant Betancourt as the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. Fresno, inning 7-9 is where they have found a lot of their success, including this seventh inning where they've scored 50 runs this year. Here's the pitch. And it's an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. This season, the Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in innings 7-9. They would love to get some right here, trailing 4-0. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Betancourt, and the count at 0-2. The Grizzlies trying to stay in this contest. Michael Prosecki got the start. Right now in line for the loss despite 5 2/3 innings of work. Here comes the 0-2 to Betancourt. And he fouls off another one. The count remains at 0-2. The Grizzlies, though, they have just kept on winning, though. 6 straight wins. They've won 9 of their last 10. playing really sound baseball. Here comes the 0-2 from Marcheco. And it swung on and missed, and Bennecourt down on strikes. Six strikeout now for Marcheco, two outs. And here comes Jesus Bouguerin, 0-2. The Grizzlies trail 4-0 here, the 66ers. Jesus Bouguerin, 0-2. Strides to the plate. See if they can get something going here. Here's the pitch, and that is a chopper. And it's going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Nice job, though, from Sepulveda over to first for the out. It goes 5-3, and Bouguerin is retired. So an error allows Skylar Messenger to reach by the shortstop, Denzer Guzman, and that ends the seventh. We have the eighth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790, 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here in the top of the eighth inning. We're at beautiful Chancy Park. The Grizzlies trail the 66ers 4-0. As Braxton Hyde back on the bump. First pitch to Christian Sepulveda is lifted to left field. That ball is fair and gone. Christian Sepulveda leaves the yard. He went golfing on that one. Down the left field line, and it's now 5-0. And Inland Empire continues to add on to their lead. A solo shot here in the eighth inning. Second one off of Hyde. That is the 12th hit overall for them. And it's now 5-0 here. As here comes Denzer Guzman, who is 1-for-3. So Sepulveda, his fourth homer of the year. And the 66ers trying to win a game. Here's the pitch and a fly ball foul in the count at 0-1. Right-hander Tyler Hoffman, I believe, starts to get loose down in that Grizzlies bullpen. It is Hoffman down in that pen. Here's the pitch. And that is low. And the count now at 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And it is outside. And the count now at 2-1. As the Grizzlies tough sledding this evening, trailing 5-0. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count at 3-1. Good spot there from Hyde, who's worked an inning and a third so far. Here comes the next pitch from the right-hander, and a fly ball to center field. Andrews Jr. racing back, still going back, and he will make the catch up against the wall for the out. Andrews Jr. showing off his speed in center field, and Guzman is retired for the first out. Nice play from E.J. Andrews Jr., and here comes Yadiel Sanchez. Sanchez 3-for-3 with three singles. Sanchez, one of the returners to this 66ers squad on the offensive side. A young switch hitter, 254 average, no homer, 16 RBIs. The first pitch is low. The count at 1-0. By the way, San Jose just added on to their lead against Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. The count at 1-1. With a Giants win or a Grizzlies loss, the Giants will clinch the first half in the California League Northern Division standings. Here comes the pitch, and a fly ball out to left field. This is going to be playable for the left fielder Snyder, and he is there for the out. Second out of the inning, and here comes Ronaldo Flores. 3 for 3, including that two-run homer in the sixth inning. That was a big homer for Flores. A Rule 5 draft pick by the Angels from the Giants system. A very good defensive catcher. The bat's still coming around. That was his first homer of the season as well. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike. The count at 0-1. Flores has reached 7 straight times on 7 hits. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off. The count at 0-2. As the catcher, Cody Huff, initially trying to search for that foul ball. As the count remains at 0-2. 5-0 our score here in the top of the 8th. 8-5 Stockton in the 9th. 8-3 San Jose in the bottom of the 7th. Visalia leads Modesto 3-2 in the top of the 7th. Long way to go, though. The Grizzlies 6 out still to play with. Here comes the 0-2. And it's fouled off, and the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. As the Grizzlies trying to come back in this one. Here in the top of the 8th inning, that pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop right there from Huff. The count now at 1-2. And it's Hyde looking to get out of this inning after allowing that leadoff homer. Here's the pitch. And a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Messenger, the throw to first, and it's in time. Braxton Hyde gives up a solo homer, then he retires the next 3. Bottom the 8th, the Grizzlies trail 5-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 and 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the 8th inning, 5-0, Inland Empire leads Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here, E.J. Andrews Jr. strides to the plate against the right-hander in Jorge Marcheco, who has been just outstanding this evening. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Marcheco, not your everyday pitcher when it comes to how pitching has become these days. As here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-2. Doesn't blow the fastball by you at 95. He is more 88 to 91, but he changes speeds, throws strikes, has a good pace. As here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. as that pitch is outside, the count at 1-2. And, of course, different deliveries. We've seen a couple fast pitches. That one, an extra kick of the leg, very similar to Nestor Cortez of the New York Yankees. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Marcheco. 7 strikeouts for him. And here comes the left fielder and Jake Snyder, 0-2. The Grizzlies trying to find something offensively. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Here comes the pitch to Snyder, and it's outside. The count now at 1-1. We'd like to thank Chicken Shack for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the 8th. Here comes the pitch. A ground ball sharply hit to the second baseman. Orocho down on it. The throw to first in time. 2 outs now as here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. As the Grizzlies, this game becoming bleaker and bleaker as San Jose now a 9-3 lead in the bottom of the 7th inning. San Jose trying to clinch a playoff spot. As the Grizzlies now down to their final 4 outs in this one. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Cody Huff, who is 1-2. The Grizzlies only 2 hits. An infield single by Perez in the first, and then that ground ball off the shortstop glove by Huff in his last at-bat. That's a fly ball! Left center field, and it is caught by the left fielder Ruiz on the run to end the inning. Huff gave it a ride once again, but comes up empty. We head to the 9th, 5-0. Inland Empire leads Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 and 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 9th inning, 5-0. Inland Empire leads Fresno, as will be 9-1-2 against the new Grizzlies right-hander in Tyler Hoffman. Takes over for Braxton Hyde, who works 2 1/3 innings. Allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk. He did not strike out a batter. So now it's Tyler Hoffman in, third pitcher for Fresno, second out of the pen. Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0 to Orocho, who's 0-2. Tyler Hoffman is 6 feet, 182 pounds, 23 years old from Mobile, Alabama. Here comes the 1-0, and it's inside and almost hits Orocho as the count is at 2-0, and Orocho just did a backwards somersault to get out of the way of that one. It's a count at 2-0. Hoffman, a 17th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of Tulane University. If you watch it again, there is that little backwards somersault. You will not see me do anything close to that. Here comes the 2-0. From Tyler Hoffman to Orocho. He comes set. Here comes the pitch. and it's outside. The count now at 3-0. By the way, updated scores, 8-5, bottom of the ninth inning. Lake Elsinore down to their last out. They do have two runners on, though. San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga 9-3 in the top of the eighth. And Visalia leads Modesto 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. The count is 3-1, as some fans giving some encouragement to Hoffman here. Here comes the 3-1 from the right-hander. And that is inside, ball four. Arocha was already heading to first base. He has had both walks issued to him. And here comes Nelson Rada 0-4. So Rada now, four ground balls, two to the first baseman, that went 3-1, and two to the second baseman. So I'm assuming, I'm going to take a wild guess that the ball is going to the right side of the diamond. As here comes the first pitch from Tyler Hoffman. And it's outside, and the count of 1-0. The Grizzlies have 9-1-2 at the bottom of their lineup for the ninth inning, as they're going to try to continue their six-game winning streak. It's been a tough offensive nine. It looks like Jorge Marcheco is going to try to go for the complete game shutout, as that ball is low. The count at 2-0. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the ninth inning, we'd like to thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Mound visit done between Huff and Hoffman. Runner at first with nobody down. Hoffman, he had 2-1 record, a 5.89 ERA. 18-1 third innings pitched this year. There goes the runner, and I think he's got second base swiped all the way. That was not even close. Orocho was standing up by the time that ball was thrown down. His second stolen base of the contest. He's got four in the series. So now runner at second with nobody down. It's Nelson Rada at the plate. Tonight's attendance, 2,860, 2860. As here comes the 3-0 to Rada, and it is a called strike, and the count at 3-1. So 2860. There comes the pitch, and that ball is flown foul, and the count now at 3-2. The Grizzlies, three outs to work with, trailing by five. Their biggest run difference, where they caught up, was six. So 3-2. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again at 3-2. That ball hitting the third level, I believe, and some fans going after that foul ball. But 3-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the 3-2, and it's outside, ball four. And Orocho dancing off of second base, I think, messed up Hoffman's timing. Back-to-back walks now. And here comes the left fielder, Jorge Ruiz. 1-4, an infield single back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies trail 5-0. Here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer, who will be our pregame guest tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about his alma mater, Oral Roberts, who's part of the College World Series. The final eight teams, Oral Roberts, TCU, Florida, Tennessee, LSU, Stanford, are notable, a couple of them in there. Wake Forest, the number one overall seed in the tournament. They are one of the final ones standing as well, too. And one other team I'm forgetting. I can't remember off the top of my head who it was. Wait, Tennessee, Florida, a couple SECs. LSU is also in it. So three SEC schools. TCU is my pick to win it all. I would love to see Oral Roberts win it, though, as they're the third four seed to make it to the College World Series. And one of the teams they joined, Fresno State. That's right, as Mark Brewer talking to the home plate umpire. Walking back towards the bench. As here's Jorge Ruiz. And now Hoffman will come set. And here comes the pitch. As that pitch is fouled off, it counted 0-1. The other team, Virginia. That was the last team. I knew I was forgetting one from the ACC. It was Virginia's the last team. So, eight teams overall. The College World Series starting soon in Omaha. As the Grizzlies trying to get out of this inning without any more damage. 5-0 Inland Empire. Here in the top of the ninth inning, runners at first and second with no outs. The Giants lead by 6. The Grizzlies trail by 5. Here's the pitch outside, but it's called a strike. The count at 1-1. Good job on the framework there from Cody Huff. It's actually 0-2, actually, so no balls, 2 strikes. And here's the 0-2, and it's fouled off by Ruiz, and we'll do it again. And no balls and 2 strikes. If you want to feel a little bit old, Nelson Rada and Jorge Ruiz, the top two players in the Inland Empire lineup. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off again by Ruiz. The count remains at 0-2. So let's start with Jorge Ruiz. He was born on June 30th, 2004. So that would make him 18 years old. He'll be 19 in 15 days. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 1-2. And if that doesn't make you feel any better, Nelson Rada, their leadoff hitter, August 24th, 2005. 17 years old. When the top two players in the lineup are a combined 35 years old as that pitch is fouled off of the dish. The count remains 1-2. Man, I'm 27. There is an 8-year difference, and there's two of them. Oh, man. The count is 1-2 to Jorge Ruiz, who fouled off that pitch off his leg. So first and second with no outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Hoffman will come set once again. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And a line drive caught by Messenger. 2 second for the second out. A double play. Skyler Messenger perfectly placed right there. The line drive, the catch over to second. Stepped on the back by Perez. A double play. How about that right there? So 5-4 on the double play. It was L54, if you want to be even more specific. Orocho was out. 2 outs, runner at first for Kevin Watson now, who is 2-4. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. 2 big outs right there for Fresno. Maybe that gives a little bit of momentum to the bats. It will be Marcheco's 9th. He will go for the complete game shutout, something you don't hear much in baseball these days. And a check on Rada, and it gets away. He will head to second base. He will round second, head to third. The throw from Perez, though, and he is safe. Very close play, but Rada gets in there. So now a runner at third with 2 outs. E1, that is an error. Second error for Fresno with 2 outs. And so now runner at third with 2 away. Here comes the 1-0 to Watson. And that is outside. The count at 2-0. Long inning here for Hoffman. 22 pitches now. No runs, though, so far. Here comes the 2-0. Hoffman comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, ball 3. The count now at 3-0. By the way, Rancho Cucamonga has made a 9-4 in the 8th inning. They have the bases loaded with 2 outs. Our score here, 5-0 Inland Empire. As that pitch is outside, ball 4 to Watson. He's reached for the 3rd time. 3 walks this inning now for Tyler Hoffman. Here comes Matt Kootenay, who is 1-for-4 with a single. So now Matt Kootenay to the plate. By the way, Stockton just beat Lake Elsinore 8-5, so they win the first game of the series, or first game of their series. So here's Kootenay now. Runners at first and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. To Kootenay. Here comes the 0-1. And it is just low in the count at 1-1. Good spot down in the zone. Hoffman just missing. So now 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball to the second baseman, Perez. He gets there, and it's in time to first for the out. Gene Perez makes the play, and the Grizzlies out of the inning despite three walks. Last chance for Fresno as we head to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430, 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies trail 5-0 against the 66ers. Jorge Marcheco, the Inland Empire right-hander, is looking for the complete game shutout. He has only thrown 81 pitches, 62 for strikes, as the right-hander will face 9-1-2 in the Grizzlies lineup. Gene Perez will lead things off. Gene Perez, 0-for-2. He struck out his last at-bat, batting 104 on the year. He'll be our pregame guest on Saturday. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander Marcheco, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Marcheco just continues to throw strikes in this contest. Here comes the 0-1. And a quick pitch and a fly ball to the left field. It is deep. It is gone. Gene Perez leaves the yard and Fresno's on the board. There goes the shutout as Gene Perez's second homer of the season. Our pregame guest on Saturday, a big fly. And all it takes is one at a time now. As here comes Robbie Martin. So Perez, the homer. First hit of the inning, third overall. It's now 5-1. And here's Robbie Martin. And Martin takes a pitch inside, the count at 1-0. And now the Grizzlies to the top of their lineup here. 5-1 now. Here comes the pitch to Martin. And a ground ball hard hit. And Kootenay stays down on it. It goes 3 unassisted. Oh, Martin was right on that pitch from Marcheco. 106 miles per hour off the bat. So one out now. And here's Andy Perez. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going. 5-1 now. They end the shutout here in the ninth inning. And now Perez 1-for-3. Here's the pitch from Marcheco. And a ground ball again to Kootenay. He stays down on it. And it's going to go 3 unassisted. Two outs now. And Fresno will go to Skyler Messenger for their last chance. He reached on an error. Fresno, though, you know what? Can't be too upset right here. They're putting the ball into play, and Jorge Marcheco trying to finish this game off. He has been outstanding tonight for Inland Empire. As here comes the pitch from Marcheco, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Marcheco still under 90 pitches, 87 overall. Here comes the 0-1. And it is outside, and the count now at 1-1 to Skyler Messenger. Bryant Betancourt awaits on deck. The Grizzlies trail 5-1 here in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and Messenger takes a ball inside, and the count now at 2-1. So two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. And it is a strike, and the count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies down to their last strike now to Messenger. A solo homer from Gene Perez here in the ninth inning. Jorge Marcheco. An outstanding game for the right-hander. Here comes the 2-2. And Messenger outside, ball three. Good pitch from Marcheco. It's the count now full to him. Bryant Betancourt waits on deck. The Grizzlies still have a fighting chance here. Here comes the 3-2. And Messenger, ground ball into left field, a base hit. A two-out single for Skyler Messenger. And the Grizzlies still alive here in the ninth. Four hits now for Fresno, two of them in this inning, and here's Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-3, but we know he's got pop. We've seen it last night. The Grizzlies trying to make a comeback here. This would be outstanding if they can. Glad you could join us this evening. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here comes the pitch to Bryant Betancourt. It's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Jesus Bugarin on deck. The Grizzlies, fans getting a little bit excited here, 2,860 in attendance. Here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt. And a fly ball to right field, and that ball gets down into the corner. Betancourt looking for two. Messenger, he will head to the plate. No throw, and it is 5-2. Skyler Messenger scores on the RBI double from Bryant Betancourt. Messenger scores, Betancourt the RBI double, and all of a sudden we have ourselves a game. Third hit of the inning, second run as well. And here comes Jesus Bugarin. And they're going to have a mound visit as well as a right-hander starts to get loose down in the pen for Inland Empire. 5-2 now here in the ninth. As Jesus Bugarin comes to the plate, one at a time for Fresno. Two outs in the inning. Martin, the 106-mile-per-hour ground ball to the first baseman, and then Perez falls through with a ground ball to the first baseman. Messenger, a single, and then Bryant Betancourt, the RBI double. 5-2 now here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hopefully you didn't go anywhere. We have a barn burner of a game right now. Bugarin now to the plate. Runner at second, two outs. Still, a home run will not do it. Fresno, try to get the momentum going. We have seen this before from the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch from Marcheco to Bugarin. And he swings and misses the count at 0-1. High in the zone, and Bugarin chased after it, 87 miles per hour. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And Bugarin takes it outside, and the count at 1-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. on deck. Andrews Jr., if he comes up, has seven homers on the season. Let's see if Bugarin can keep it going. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And a fly ball high in the air. and this is in foul territory, and this should do it. Jorge Marcheco, a complete game. The Grizzlies fall 5-2. The winning streak is over, and with that, the San Jose Giants are your first half champions in the North Division. We'll be back with the post game right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, 790 and 1430 ESPN.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for our post-game show. A wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies saw their six-game winning streak come to an end at the hands of the Inland Empire 66ers. Final lines of the game as the Grizzlies dropped to 32-28. They had two runs on five hits and two errors. They left three runners on. While in an Inland Empire, they are now 29-28. Five runs on 12 hits, one error. They left eight on base. The Grizzlies, though, had some issues tonight, and it started with Marcheco, who picks up the win. He is 6-3. The loss to Michael Perseki. He is 4-4. No save, of course, as Marcheco throws the complete game. Time the game, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,860. And let's start with that right-hander for the 66ers and Jorge Marcheco. Nine innings, two runs, both earned. Both came in the ninth inning. On five hits, no walks, he struck out seven. The right-hander was fantastic. Had a little bit of trouble getting that final out as well. He gave up a home run to Gene Perez, a single to Messenger, an RBI double from Betancourt. But Marcheco overall threw 97 pitches, 72 of them for strikes. He had no walks. He is now 6-3. The ERA down to 2.61. The right-hander changed speeds, threw strikes, was consistent, changed his delivery, and the Grizzlies had a lot of trouble with him. They scored both of their runs in the ninth inning. RBI double from Brian Betancourt, a solo shot from Gene Perez, his second of the season. For Inland Empire, they scored a run in the first inning. It was on an error by the right fielder Robbie Martin, a single and an error. And then they scored another on a fielder's choice in the second, a two-run homer by Flores in the sixth, and a solo shot in the eighth inning by Sepulveda, the difference maker tonight. Inland Empire they win. And because of that as well, San Jose will clinch a playoff berth. They're three outs away of winning their game as well. They lead 11-4. Visalia leads Modesto 7-3. So the Grizzlies, unfortunately, will not win the first half this year, but a team hopefully that will find a way to win the second half to reach the postseason for the third straight season. So the final score tonight, 5-2. Inland Empire beats Fresno. Jorge Marcheco, the complete game. You don't hear that much in baseball these days. Two earned runs over nine innings. He had five hits, no walks. He struck out seven. Michael Prosecchi, the loss despite only one earned run over 5 2/3. The bullpen allowed three runs and 3 1/3 innings. That gives us to our game tomorrow, game 4 of 6 between the Grizzlies and 66ers. Fresno goes to the right-hander in Jordy Vargas. The Rockies' number 11 overall prospect is 4-3, a 4.26 ERA. He'll be countered by Inland Empire right-hander Jake Madden, an 0-4 record of 5.05 ERA. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. as the Grizzlies turn into the Fresno Tigers for a Fresno Tigers tribute night. We will also have a Fresno Tigers pennant giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Friday night fireworks presented by Hertz Rent-A-Car as the Grizzlies will look to get back on the right track tomorrow night. Again, 6:50 p.m. for game 4 of 6 between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on both 790 and 1430 ESPN Radio, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB.com. My name is Stephen Rice, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.